Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ليس منا من لم يحاسب نفسه في كل يوم فإن عمل حسنا استزاد الله وإن عمل سيئا استغفر الله منها وتاب إليه.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, the one who does not take account of himself every single day is not one of us. And when he performs a good deed, he should ask Allah to enable him to do more. And when he commits an evil deed, he must seek Allah's forgiveness and repent for it.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we're talking about the beautiful conversations and dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, he spoke to his companions in this one instance about supplication, about ad-du'a. And sometimes, dear friends, we think that, well, what is a supplication going to do for our lives? What is a du'a going to do for our lives? What benefit do we have from prayers and du'a? Well, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam speaks to his companion about supplication, and His Eminence says, adhere to supplication. For most surely, supplication and request from Allah repel tribulations, even if they are ordained and decreed, and nothing has remained but carrying it out. when Allah the Great and Almighty is supplicated and asks, it is Allah who turns away tribulation. So, dear friends, this is the benefit of the many countless benefits of supplication. And that is that when we supplicate to Allah, He turns away tribulations and calamities from us. And so when we request Allah, Imam Al-Kadhim says, Allah repels these tribulations and these calamities from us, even if they were ordained in one way or the other. And so we must adhere to supplication, for as it is said in another tradition, ad-du'a, supplication, these prayers are the weapons of a believer, the weapons of a mu'min. So always remember to supplicate to Allah and know from the depths of your heart, mind, and soul that Allah is most surely listening. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
Harun Rashid was trying to check, where is the Imam? You know, he's in this zindan, in this prison of dark well, down underneath. He couldn't really trace the Imam. The guard said, you know, gaze. Look very carefully. Do you see that? He says, yes, it's just a cloth. He says, no, that's not the cloth. But that is the Imam doing sajda. And he has gone so fragile. He has gone so thin that Harun Rashid thought it's just a cloth. The amount of zulm that Imam have gone through in these prisons are really indescribable. One cannot really describe. As we see that Imam have trained great scholars, Hisham ibn Hakam, a great theologian, you know, who was very young and who was, you know, taken as under the wing of the Imam and was trained by the Imam. Then you have Yahya ibn Akhtin, another scholar, you know, who was trained. Yahya was also trained. And many of them were planted within the ministry, with the execution of taqiyya. Imam have asked them to do taqiyya and to be in the ministry and support the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because the intensity upon the Sadat, upon the Sayyids, upon the followers were so strong, right? was so powerful that they were persecuted, that there was embargo, you know. And as you know that the Sahm Sadat that is seen in fiqh from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam points out to that embargo, that sanction against the Sayyids that were taking place. They were not given jobs, they were not given permission to buy lands and plots, and they were secluded and persecuted. Then at least through this means that they will be, you know, aided. You have the element of the Sahm-e Sadat being introduced during that period of the sixth iman, that we find immense amount of riwayat and traditions.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.
فينا بالهدى والحب دينا أنت.